I have this song going through my head right now, and it's "I'm Coming Home." It's always one of those songs, you know. I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming home. And that's how it's really felt for me lately. It's a homecoming, and one of the lines that I've always, or quotes that I've always followed, is we're all just walking each other home. So that it's kind of be what I'm going to talk about today. I am on the back end of my trip from New Zealand to attend the advanced rave ABCs with Christine Spicer. Wow, my brain just got really foggy then because I was trying to be logical. And this is going to be more stuff that we're going to talk about of deepening the journey into self, deepening the journey into feeling and frequency and correctness, which I'm a reflector, but it doesn't matter. We're all human and we're all having this experience together. So I'm integrating right now, but often I don't share any of this. And one of the things that really presented itself to me over the weekend was really looking at my circuitry. And I joke often, you know, I'm a tribal reflector. And if you don't know what that means, it's part of the circuitry. Even though we don't have channels, we still have gates in certain circuitry. Yeah. And it's a way of us really kind of feeling into how that energy flows through our cycle every month as we traverse the wheel. It's a natural and sometimes uncomfortable feeling, but mostly it's our cycle. And I guess it kind of like alludes, or it kind of gets into this aspect of why I felt that tracking has been so beneficial for me. Because even though it's a very heady and mindful process, it also allows, again, I have a first line body, so for me that's a different experience for you, but for me, tracking has allowed me to try and understand some of these things and understand the patterning. And any time that I've done the month experiment with tracking, it's always illuminated to others. Wow, there's so much more to this, or wow, I can't keep up, or wow, I never saw myself this way. And so this experiment of taking it even further past, you know, just what's happening in our process and in our gates through our cycle, but what's happening through our circuitry. We can start to build a picture. I felt myself then saying a story, but it is a story, but it's not a story we have to make up. It's just our process, right? So as reflectors, as anybody really, but I'm speaking to the reflector mainly here. Our cycle and how we evolve and how we move is often quite consistent, even when we're not. And our inconsistency is actually our gift, but our cycle is a part of us. And even though it's often changing as the planets are moving, it's never the same, but it's kind of same-ish, you know? You ever been to Bali and there's a shirt you can wear, it's same, but different. That's exactly what it's like. It's same, but different. Every cycle is going to be very similar, but it's going to be flavored or kind of like influenced by the planetary cycles because they're also moving. We're all moving, friends. We're all shifting and traversing through the world. And it's a glorious thing when we can kind of let go of this assuredness. We have to be I've got to be consistent. I've got to be steady. I've got to be grounded. It's just like, you're not built for that. It's hard work. It's more energy to stay and being consistent and doing this consistent shit time and time again than it is to just go, oh well, oh well, oh well. So it's, yeah, every time I attend an in-person gathering, I'm embodying more, in human design, we use this word cellular, and it is a cellular experience. It's a every single part of my being is listening. Every single part of my being is feeling and experiencing this. And that's what this human design experiment's about. You can, I say it all the time, I'm guilty of it. We go out and we read all the lines and channels and we're like, fuck, I know this shit. And then all of a sudden you get put on the spot and you're like, how does that feel for you? How have you experienced that? And you're like, oh, I don't know. And especially if it's gate or channel that you have no idea about, because you don't experience that. You can just, getting in your head, assume you do, right? Which straight away reminds me of this conversation I had in the in an Uber coming back from the airport with an Afghani. And he came here to Australia when he was 16 through not nice circumstances. He's been here for 27 years. And I was listening to him sharing his story. And I was actively interested because, again, we don't often get to hear other people's sides of the story or their lived experience of that. Because, throughout what's happening in other parts of the world right now, we're sitting here in our, homes. We've got electricity, we've got food, we've got things that'll look after us. We've got privilege, right? And then we've got other people over there who at the moment don't. And so we like to internalize in a way and assume that we know more than what they do. We've got opinions, we've got judgments, and we're like, oh, well, this is how it should be. And you've got people down there protesting in Sydney and other places, and they mean well, but they've got no idea because they are not living this experiment or that experience, and they haven't lived this experience. So taking the time to actually sit in space with people who are living and or have lived experiences is very wholesome. It's very illuminating. It allows us to get out of our own fucking theory and mind and just listen actively, actively listen to this person or these people who have this experience and go, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for educating me. And when we find that we can be like, we know it all, or I know it all, and you're not going to educate me, that's so egotistical. Because we're all students, we're all learning, we're all evolving. No one knows better than anybody else because our lives are also woven in different ways. Wow. That was really good. I needed to share that as well, as this Uber driver last night needed to share his story and me to listen and be actively. I felt like I was so. Tell me more. I want to understand. How does it, just asking. I feel like my flight was delayed for that reason, to have and share this space with this human. And this, sometimes it's like our light, we feel like we've got to have this grandiose life, you know. We find out we're reflectors, or we find human design, and we find these certain parts of our design, and suddenly we're like, I'm going to do this because my incarnation cross says I am built for this. But what happens, or what would happen, if you just being you was your purpose? What would happen if you just giving birth to the children that you did was your purpose? Or what would happen if just sitting in an Uber and gifting someone your ear and your attention and your compassion and kindness? What if that was your purpose? And I often think this way lately, that we can get so caught in this reflector process of going, we need to be the barometers of our community, or we need to do this, and we need to do all of these other things. Or, oh my gosh, I'm a reflector. I can't work. Oh, I'm a unicorn. You know, all these stories that we tell ourselves, which are completely not true. The reflector experience is when you embody it. It's very different than what people on social media will tell you, you know. And I feel this as well for pardon me, for the projectors. You're not built for working. You're not built for consistency. It's a way of kind of using language that's not empowering at all, because you are able to work. You are able to be in the world. It's just maybe not as consistent. Doesn't mean you can't run a business, or you can't do things, or you can't share yourself, or you can't create for yourself. Because if it's your own personal journey, then it does, and it doesn't involve anybody else, go for it. But the stories that we tell ourselves through learning human design in an online space and not learning it correctly can be damaging. And we get caught now into the story of going, oh, I'm a little poor reflector, and I can't do anything, and no one's listening to me, and I'm invisible. And I say, you hear my voice, right? Sorry, I'm being mocking, but I'm also being jovial about it, because it is a little bit like that. And if you ask yourself how many times you've thought that, you probably have. I know I have many times. I'm like, oh, I'm just doing, you know, why am I this? Ooh, you know, and we go into this tale and this story that we're not, we don't have enough, you know? Oh, I'm just a mirror. Stories, absolute stories that we tell ourselves. But when we align with our energy, we know we have energy, not energy mechanically, what human design speaks about, but we have energy. We know when it's correct. We know when things are aligned. We can initiate through our own internal process. You're not a wallflower, my friends. You're not a unicorn that you can just sit there and people are going to, you know, oh, worship you and everything else. You are a fully functioning human being that has a rightful place in this world. The thing is for you to find that, because reflectors, when we're born, and there was an exercise that we did over the weekend called the Golden Child, and it was based on a fifth line experience that, you know, projection is already cast on us as soon as we're born. But as a reflector, when you're born, you are conditioned from the get-go. And that's just the way it is. You are conditioned from the get-go. And that's a part of our journey. So a lot of us is, I'm coming home, I'm coming home, tell the world I'm coming home, is us understanding ourselves. Though we never will truly understand ourselves, because we are the sum of all parts. That's a contradiction, really. But it's a beautiful contradiction. And I'm inviting you kind of into exploring this through different ways and different beings and different experiences, that when you can kind of release this control of I need to be this and this or this. And when you can allow yourself to be a little transient, because we're built that way, the most damaging thing that can happen to a reflector is to be consistent, because you're trying to plug up a you're trying to be a damn wall, a dam as in DAM, a damn wall. When there's all these leaks, you're running around trying to patch everything up instead of allowing the water to flow. I don't know where that analogy came from. I'm sure I could find a better one. But when you start to experience this, and when you're constantly trying to be things or be consistent, it's not to say you can't be consistent in certain areas, but generally speaking, there is this flow. And we know it. If you ask yourself, when you sit there and you ask yourself, you are always going to go, oh, it feels so much easier. I can just be blah, blah, blah. It's the way it is. We don't have to fight against this all the time. We can relax into it, or we can try to. We can try to feel into just this beautiful aspect of life. And the more we are consistent, the more we're losing the ability to be able to sample and experiment and taste and test and try and be true barometers. Think about it. Actually, think about it. If you're going to show up and you're going to be consistent all the time, and you're going to be like, this is my day, and I'm going, one, two, three, four, five. Where are you being able to experience life? Where is that experiential? Where is the sampling there? Know. Takes me by surprise sometimes too. It really does. This it's always evolving. It's always this journey that I'm on, and I'm coming into my seventh year, like, woohoo. I feel like I need a badge for that. But at the same time, it's like, fuck, I've just begun. The more I know, the more I realize how little I know. And that excites me. A perpetual student of life. And that's a part of dismantling from this aspect that I have to be sure and I have to be consistent, because there's such beauty in the unknown. And I know that people with a lot of first lines would that would make them really scared. I have first lines too, of just going, oh my gosh, I need this, oh, I need a solid foundation, right? And I learned over the weekend. Really, really sat with my first line body and realized that a lot of my first line experience was ejecting, tapping out, reading other things, trying to get my solid foundation from other people, books, places, experiences. The true first line experience is to be able to bring it into oneself. So you can go and get all that information, but how does it actually look to you? And again, this is what I'm learning and deepening into, that people have got this shit all wrong online. And you're watching it and you're, ingesting it, you're sampling it. You're like an AI, right? Wow, I'm going here. All right. You're like an AI. You are the input of everybody else's thoughts, opinions, wants, needs, and everything else. And then you're regurgitating something out through that. And I use this in this example of AI, which I may share very quickly, is my partner runs teams of lots of different things, but he has a couple of teams of developers and programmers. And they have started to use AI in their programming, so computer programming languages. And what they've found is that there's a lot of mistakes. And we were talking about it, and he goes, it doesn't make sense. And I said to him, well, if AI is the part of all sums and everyone's keeps putting in the incorrect information, it's going to also spit out at you incorrect information. And that's what's happening. So unless we are our own authority, then we're going to breathe in incorrect information. And what we're going to do is exhale it completely tainted and incorrect. And I'm inviting you to explore that through what you've learned about human design or about being a reflector or any other type. What is it that just doesn't feel right for you? Or what is it about this process of being a reflector or another type that you can inhale and go, oh my gosh, this is me, and do something about it, opposed to starting to play a story in your mind of, oh, poor me, or, oh, you know, and not do anything about it, not actually embrace the purpose of the energy, the aura, the heart. And I'm talking heart, Wilson, I'm talking heart, the soul of your experience and your experiment through this cycle of being in human design. Because it's an experiment, my friends. It's a way for us to explore and challenge and just go, what if? What's this? What's that? Can I look at that? Can I not? How am I feeling about this? Do I know the correct mechanics of this? Or have I just been taught some bullshit from Instagram? And I think I know it, or somebody else. It's inviting you to experiment with what people you're reading or they're saying and going, how can I apply that to my life? We don't want sheep. We don't want any more sheep in the world, man. We just don't. Can we stop that, please? And I think that's the best thing that I could ever say to anybody. If someone was to ask me, what would you advise people to do? It's like everything you read, everything that you are sampling, everything that you are digesting, breathe it in, sit with it, and ask yourself how that feels or has played out for you. Do you align with that? Is there some stickiness there? Is there something there? Is there, I don't know. Ask the body, what do you want to do with this information? Does this feel correct for you? How do you feel about this? How have we played out our lives here in this way? Very good questions to ask yourself, to actually sit in space instead of just consuming, consuming, consuming. And being like, you know, a robot, essentially what it's becoming, being like a robot and just going, I must compute, I must agree, I must do this. Oh my God, heaven forbid that I go against the grain. Nope. This is what people are saying, so I must do. No, you don't, because it's not correct for you. Whew, all righty. Never knew where that was going to go, but yeah. I've gifted myself this day. It was such a surprise and delight for me that because my flight was cancelled yesterday, I had deliberately set myself an early flight so that I could have the day to kind of get myself prepared. It turns out that I'd actually like allocated leave up until including today. So it was such a surprise to have be gifted this extra time. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad my past self did this unintentionally. Maybe it was a body thing or maybe it was spirit, and I've got ringing in my ears right now. So yeah, hello. But Yeah, we know more than we do when we trust and we just allow it to, however it's meant to flow, it flows. Sorry, that sounds a little like, woo, I'm an enlightened being. Well, I'm bloody not, but I'm still navigating this just as much as anybody, but I have a calmness about all of this. I have a deep-seated sense of self that I've never had lately. And it feels really bloody good, you know. It feels really solid. My foundation, my first line body is becoming very aware, and we're working here. This Annie, this meanness, we're working. I'm working with my mind. I'm working with my body. I'm not shunning any parts of me. And that could have been that I've spent the last, you know, year doing postgraduate studies in a lot of stuff. I'm a trauma counselor. I'm not just a trauma counselor at all, but you know, I have trained explicitly to work with a lot of trauma, EMDR. I work in death spaces, you know. The more educated you are, the more you've got these practices that help you go there yourself. You can't walk something with others if you haven't met yourself there. And I feel very confident in that to go, I mightn't have walked everywhere, but I've damn well walked a lot of places, and it feels good. It feels like it's time that I can start talking about these things with more surety and more confidence, you know. And especially being a reflector and understanding reflectors and understanding human design. Still a student, but every day brings me closer to a little bit more understanding and grace and thankfulness and gratitude for this system. So, you know, doing a full 360 back to the original mechanics has been a godsend to me. And I'm currently finishing off my Live Your Design training, and I never thought that I'd even consider becoming an analyst, but ooh, something's there. And I'm just going to wait out some cycles or a cycle or two and just sort of see if it's just my ego. It's just, you know, I want to be perceived as an authority. Do I need that? Don't know. I'm just going to wait and see. But anyway, I will wrap this one up. I've been talking for way too long. It's normally hard for me to talk to myself without talking to others because I go off on these different tangents. You know, I've got an open head. And I hope that I've stayed on task track. There is no track or task. I don't know if it'll come out before or after this, but I have a beautiful catch up with Ixella, Ixelle. And this is our it was our chat, and I'm going to split it up because it's such a long chat. But we caught up when I went to Peru. She was we're the same age, and so we're both going through a very solo experience, and we caught up for a kind of like a post chat about that. And yeah, it's a very slow, it's like just sitting down with tea by the fire. That's our chat. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you and sharing her with you, Excella. Excella. So I'm sending you lots of love always. And I'm here if you are stuck in this journey of human design. You don't have to be stuck, you know, come and have a session and let's have a look at where you're at and what's happening for you. You know, it's not a wanky thing to do it on your own because you don't have to. The reflector to reflector experience is very beneficial. And some of us are built for uncomfortable situations. And we want you, I want you to feel that someone's hearing you and seeing you So please reach out if you want to book some sessions with me. I'm always here and available. Sending you lots of love. Mwah. End.